Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 25th of January 2012. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, hold on to your horses, people, because here we go with a brand new rumour that I'm pretty sure is going to be true. Our contact inside Apple has said that on June 26th, there's going to be a brand new pad. It's going to be called something like the iReader or the iBook. It's going to be 7 inches, it's going to have a Retina display, and it's going to be full colour. It's going to have a stripped-down version of iOS, so not everything may run on it, and it's going to be reasonably cheap and limited to 16 gig only. There you go, you heard it here first. Oh, I love doing this show. Apple has announced Q1 earnings. They've got a record $46.3 billion in revenue in the last quarter. Unbelievable. They're sitting on $97 billion in the bank. They're a government in themselves with a very small quantity of citizens. They've probably got more than the gross national product of some third world countries, and it's all just sat there. It's like a huge sump of money. A Dutch court has rejected Apple's appeal, though, saying that the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1 is perfectly legal for sale. The court in The Hague has said that there's absolutely nothing Apple can do, and it can go on. Well, the 10's probably nearly out of date now anyway, and there'll be a 3 coming along for the iPad soon, so it's all a bit silly, really. And the other one that's got good quarterly earnings are people that you probably haven't heard of for a few years, Texas Instruments. They've put down their Q4 2011 earnings at $3.42 billion in revenue at $298 million in profit. That seems quite a small percentage, actually. Texas Instruments are making piles of chips for people. They're not making front-end consumer products anymore. And also, although it sounds really, really good, they have closed a couple of their operating plants in America, so it's not ideal. Motorola Droid Razr Max is coming on January the 26th. Apparently it's got a huge battery that will last longer than anything else out there on the smartphone market. And it's a 4G enabled phone, and HTC has also got its Velocity phone to run a speed test on Australia's new 4G network. They got 32.8 megabits a second down and 11.2 megabits per second up. That is rather impressive, I have to say. I think it's a bit of a mixture of the phone and the 4G network, though. Casio has released a G-Shock phone. It's a phone that looks like a G-Shock watch, but a bit bigger, and it drops onto the floor from a big height and doesn't break, and it goes underwater as well as down to 10 metres. And I don't think there's any cell towers underwater at 10 metres. You might not get good reception. And Canon have brought out the EOS C300. It's going to be in stores next week. This is their high-end cinema camera, and it looks absolutely gorgeous with a top-down display. And but you won't have enough money to buy it. Don't bother. It's going to be in the thousands. It's going to be available in the Tokyo stores as of next week. No price yet, though, so they're leaving it fine. And they reckon it's going to hit the Western world probably in March. Something that is fantastic is audiobooks.com. They're a fantastic service available online, and it's available on your iOS device as well as. For $25 a month, they'll let you stream all the audiobooks that you could possibly want. And you don't have to even like and listen to every single one of them. If you start listening to a book and it bores you, sit and put a placeholder on it. It'll remember it on your account, so it'll start from where you were before if you decide to come back to it, and go and listen to another one. And you can have as much as you want. It is a smorgasbord of the spoken word for books. If you like Assassin's Creed and you're playing it on the PC, then for $10 today, you can download Mediterranean Traveller. It's an expansion pack to go on the current Revelation series for Assassin's Creed. If you want it on PSN, it's $10 as well. And if you want it on Xbox, you're going to have to use 800 Microsoft points. And everyone knows that Microsoft points are the crappiest system in the world. Monty Python and the Holy Grail is coming on Blu-ray. March 6th it'll be available, and also there'll be an iPad app where you can watch stuff. It's going to be $20 in the States. No word on what it's going to cost you if it comes in the UK. But you'll be able to watch it and howl with laughter at the night with no arms and no legs. And finally, Jonathan Coulton's Still Alive has been played on a printed 3D record. Yes, you're thinking I'm talking about a record. No, I'm talking about a 3D printer made a record, and the record was encoded with musical information, and it played it back on a Fisher-Price record player. The audio quality and the sound of it isn't particularly impressive, because the wind-up gramophone thing from Fisher-Price actually makes more noise unwinding the clockwork stuff than it does the noise that's coming off the record. However, someone printed a record on a 3D printer. Come on, people, that's got to be worth something. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again on Thursday with the big show at 9:30. Please join us, full house planned. And then we'll be back on Friday with the news show in the morning, and then we'll have the photo show at 2 and the Mac show at 3:30 with reports, hopefully, from Macworld iWorld. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.